From out of the West comes America's greatest half hour of Western fun and music, the Hollywood Barn Dance. Come right in and make yourself at home, friends and neighbors. It's the Saturday Night Doings of Cotton Seat Clark and his gay gang of barn dance boys and girls carrying on with their payday festivities from their new barn located just off Gower Gulch in Hollywood. And right now, here comes the keeper of the barn doors, your brushwood port from down Texas way, Cotton Seat Clark.
Much obliged to you, Jay Stewart, and to you folks for hitching up and heading over for another visit with us barn dance boys and girls. All the old gang are back together again tonight. Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, Al Sloyd, Jimmy Dean, the Sunshine Girls, Colleen Summers, Cliffy Stonehead, Scotty Harrell, Tex Atchison, Ted French and his exhibition Square Dancers, and Johnny Bond. And we get the festivities underway as the entire gang sings and shouts, "Wait for the lights to shine." Foy Willing, get them started. Sing it out.
When the road is rocky and you're carrying a load, wait for the light to shine. If you find your friend that's on that weary, lonesome road, wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine. Pull yourself together and keep looking for the sun. Wait for the light to shine.
Don't forget your brother as you travel through the land.
Wait for the light to shine.
He may be in trouble and may need a helping hand.
Wait for the light to shine. Wait for the light to shine, shine, shine. Wait for the light to shine. Never give up hope or cast your pearls before the swine. Wait for the light to shine.
Mighty fine, boys and girls. Well, now that we got the place flooded with light and everybody's own hand and accounted for, I reckon we can settle back and be pleasured by the mighty fine offering of our sweetheart of the barn dance, Colleen Summers. And here she is to sing one of your favorite Western songs, "I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes." Colleen, honey, you step up here and sing it out right sweet-like for the folks, will you?
Would have been better for us both had we never, in this wide, wicked world, never met. For the pleasures we both seen together, I'm sure love I'll never forget. Tonight of my blue eyes.
a brood of baby chicks. Just take a seat over there on that bale of hay, and we'll be hearing from you again. And now, folks, well, look who's a-coming. Hiya there, Johnny Bon, old pal, old hitching rail.
Hiya, Corny. What do you hear from the cop?
About much of anything, old pal. How's the world treating you?
Not very often. I got me a job, though.
Got you? Well, whereabouts and what doing?
Up in the mountains, I sell fishing equipment and stuff like that there.
Fishing equipment?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Say, that reminds me. I ain't been fishing in so long, almost forgot how.
Did you ever know how?
Well, the last time I went fishing, I caught one that weighed 340 pounds.
340 pounds. Well, that's a pretty good-sized minnow, Cottonseed. But I caught one not so long ago. It was a lot bigger than that, and what's more, it had a lantern inside of it, and the lantern was still burning.
Now, just a minute, Johnny. Do you expect me to believe that story?
Okay, old pal. I'll tell you what I'll do. You take a few pounds off of that fish you caught, and I'll blow out that lantern.
Let's get back to the fishing ground. Yeah. Can you show me where I can catch some fish?
Yeah, here's a map, old pal. Meet me up there in 15 minutes, and I'll show you some fish that you won't believe after you see them. Right now, I'm going to sing a song.
I'll meet you there, old pal. Go ahead and sing your heart out.
Now, I growed up in the mountains, out where the snakes have legs, where the hoot owls speak in English, and the roosters lay square eggs. Shave my beard and my mustache the morning I was born. That night beat up my old man and I drank his rye and corn. Oh, I'm a truthful feller, they call me True Blue Bill. Never told a falsehood and I guess I never will. Used to be a flyer and in my aeroplane I flew across the ocean and I started home again. When I got halfway over the doggone motor balked, so I let the darn thing sit there, and I got out and walked. Now I'm a truthful feller, they call me True Blue Bill. Never told a falsehood, and I guess I never will. Now you can believe this story if you want to, but down on our farm we used to grow some potatoes. Man, what taters we growed. One year we growed a tater that weighed 365 pounds. That's a pound for every day in the year. That potato would have weighed more, too, but you know it growed into our pig pen, and 14 pigs ate off of it all winter long. One time when I was shipwrecked on islands in the sea, by cannibals I was captured and tied up to a tree. They danced and beat their tom-toms, and they got rather tough. They said I would not make good steak, I was too doggone tough. Now the father of our country could never tell a lie, and he was my great uncle, so I ask you, why should I?
So long, Johnny Bond. I'll meet you down at the fishing hole in a few minutes. Well, I know you folks have missed Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage the past couple of weeks that they've been touring theaters, camps, and hospitals. But here they are, home again, and with another leather-pounding song of the West, When Payday Rolls Around. Boys, sing it out.
I'm dressing up in South, for in a little while I'm gonna ride into town. And every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and go when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine because it's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear in battle until payday rolls around.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle off into town to mingle with all the friends I allow.
I'm dressing up in style for in a little while I'm gonna ride.
It's Brushwood Poetry Time on the Barn Dance, friends and neighbors. And time for Cottonseed Clark to bring you another of his reminiscent recitations in rhyme. There's one in particular that you folks keep insisting that he read again and again. So tonight, he does somewhat of a command performance as he recites Paul's Wedding Suit. Cottonseed?
When I was a little country boy, we was always desperate poor. We slept on pallets made of shucks laid down on the punching floor. Now the food we ate was what we growed. There weren't no cakes nor pies. And the clothes I wore was my pa's old clothes, cut down for to fit my size. Now Paul was a strapping great big man who was a pushing 6'3". And his clothes would have covered and wrapped around three boys no bigger than me. But Ma, she'd use her needle and thread, and she'd sew and cut and patch, and she'd take out here and put in there till she'd made the pieces match. Well, Pa sweated from dawn till late at night, but the two ends just never met. No matter how hard he worked, it seemed we was always just in debt. Sometimes he'd get discouraged and say, hard times will just never stop. But Ma, she'd hug him tight and say, next year, Newt, we're certain to make a crop. And then one year, I remember well, there came an awful hail. It whipped the corn and the cotton, too, and we didn't make a half a bale. Ma says to Pa, that young'un there is almost naked, Newt. If he's a-going to go to school again this year, it means your wedding suit. I reckon that was the prettiest suit that was ever seen or made. The buttons was all a genuine pearl, and the coat was aged with braid. That was the suit my pa had on when he was proud and young, while the preacher married him and Ma, and the congregation sung. Ma took the suit from the hair trunk, and then, I just can't, she said. But Pa put his arm around her and told her to go ahead. Her eyes was a brimming full of tears as she started to cut and rip, but she never stopped till the job was done, right down to the final snip. Now what did I care if the other kids all laughed when they seed how I was dressed, when they said I was old-fashioned and poked fun at my coat and vest? What did I care if my cut-down clothes didn't look so grand or fine? I knowed in my heart there weren't nary a kid that had a paw or a maw like mine. Thank you very much, friends and neighbors. And now we'll pour water on the fire and call the dogs, because the dancing is a-fixing to commence. Ted French and his exhibition square dancers. Johnny Bond does the calling. Left-handed Tex Atchison to make the music. And here we go. Tex, start throwing that thing out. Let's everybody...
You're keeping company with Cottonseed Clark and his gang of Hollywood barn dance boys and girls, friends and neighbors, so don't go away. We'll be back in just 30 seconds to carry on with the festivities. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Here we are, folks, back at the Hollywood barn dance to carry on with the second half of our regular Saturday night doings. Once more, to keep things buzzing around the barn, in rides the master of the proceedings, Cottonseed Clark.
Again, much obliged, Jay. All right, Johnny Bond, it's time to put the little skillet in the big skillet and throw the handle away. Send them home, Jack. Let's get on. Hey, this world gave the critical around the world. Now that buzzing, now the tune, now the big boy around the loop.
All right, here we are, folks, back at the Hollywood Barn Dance to carry on with the second half of our regular Saturday night doings. And once more, to keep things a-buzzing, here come those three sunshine girls, Colleen, Vivian, and June. And they're going to sing for you those mad about him, sad without him, how can I be glad without him blues. Children, sing it for the barn dance customers and do it upright pretty much. Sunshine Girls. Thank you, children, for a mighty fine bit of singing. Well, Scotty Harrell, a former barn dance friend of yours and ours, has dropped by for the past couple of paydays to sing for you folks, and as luck would have it, he's with us again tonight, ready to lend his fine western voice to a song of Texas. Scotty, tell these Lone Star Staters where they're from. I'm from Texas, that's all.
Pardon me, stranger, I hope there's no danger. You'll think I'm getting off of my range. But I calculate that you're from my state. And though you may think it's strange, I allow as how you're from Texas. You speak the language I understand. I'll bet my kale that you hail from Texas, 'cause there's no mistake in that brand. You've got a smile like a sunflower, and your eyes are a blue bonnet blue. Shake hands, now it's grand you're from Texas, 'cause I'm from Texas too. Take a text. Got a smile like an acre of sunflowers, and your eyes are a blue bonnet blue. Shake hands, it's grand you're from Texas, 'cause I'm from Texas too.
That was Scotty Harrell singing You're from Texas. And now, folks, it's time for a bit of fun and foolishness with the Barn Dance Gang. So we take you now way up in the mountains, where deep in the forest, we find that expert fisherman Cottonseed Clark waiting for that long, lean, lanky, lazy Lulu from Lizard Ridge, Johnny Bond.
Ah, this is a heck of a note. Here I am, 40 miles from nowhere, not a sign of that Johnny Bond. I wonder where in the cat hair he could be.
Hiya, Cottonseed, old pal, old fish face.
Hiya there, Johnny. Say, I didn't see you. By the way, that isn't your place of business there in that clump of bushes, is it?
The heck it ain't. I'm selling fishing equipment to all the suckers. You want to buy some?
Nah, by the way, I believe I do. Let me have that fishing pole there.
Here you are. That'll be $10.
Now, here's the money. Now, where's the lake?
Right down that road there a piece, but I wouldn't go there if I was you.
Why not?
Lake's all dried up.
Dried up? Then why do you sell me this fishing pole?
Business is business.
Now, look, old pal, you asked me up here to go fishing. Now, let's get going.
Okay, I'll show you a place where there's so dang many fish you'll have to get behind a tree to bait your hook.
No.
Yeah.
Do you fish with flies?
Flies, boy, you'll fish with them, camp with them, eat with them, and sleep with them.
That's all right, just as long as we can catch some fish. Just how big do the fish get up here?
Well, now, I never tell a man more than I think he can believe.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. After you see these fish up here, you'll wake up in the middle of the night and call yourself a liar. Now, let's get going right down this road here a piece. Right over there is the river. You can see it from here.
Yeah. By the way, there's a fellow down there fishing off the bank.
Yeah, that's old Razzmatazz Dean. Hey, Razzmatazz.
You on the ball?
What you doing down there, Razzmatazz? I said, what you doing, fishing?
No, sir, just drowning some worms.
Have you caught anything yet?
Well, I caught a few. Could have caught more, but these doggone lazy worms ain't half trying.
How many you got?
Well, about 25.
25 fish?
Yes, sir. Bet you never caught a mess like that.
Oh, no. Did you ever see my wife, Little Bit?
Well, speaking of your wife, see, I ran off with my wife yesterday and went fishing over Mr. Jones's lake.
Did you catch anything?
Nothing until I got home.
Well, we got to be moving on, Razzmatazz. Look out for snakes.
Snakes don't bother me. I done seen one already.
What kind?
A very big rattlesnake. Had a frog in his mouth. But I took the frog away from him and used it for bait.
Boy, I bet that made that snake mad.
Well, he got mad at first, but I gave him a drink out of my jug, and that quieted him down.
What did he do then?
He come back later with 15 more frogs.
Say, Johnny, let's me and you fish here a while. You know, Razzmatazz seems to be doing all right.
Yes, he is doing all right, doing all right. Suits me, you throw your line in here. I'm going to get me another drink of water out of this bucket.
All right. Hey, just a minute. That's the minnow bucket.
Minnow bucket? You know, I thought that water was kind of lumpy.
Hey, Johnny, look. That man out there in that boat has caught a whale. Look.
Ah, that ain't no whale. That's my wife, Little Bit. She was in swimming.
Your wife? But, Johnny, that man has caught her on his line. He's pulling her into the boat.
Don't worry. He'll throw her back. Or jump in himself.
Well, look, aren't you going to save her?
Cottonseed, did you ever get a good look at my wife?
No.
Then pass me that jug and shut up.
Say, listen, wait a minute. I hear somebody coming.
Yeah, sound like a herd of elephants.
Ah, good evening, gents.
Good evening.
Catching any big fish?
You're the biggest one yet.
Then I take it you are catching some fish.
Oh, sure, lots of them. I caught 15 catfish that weighed 25 pounds each.
15 catfish, eh? Is that all?
No, old Baldy here caught 20 trout that weighed 40 pounds each.
20 trout, huh?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Heck no, old Razzmatazz here caught 25 salmon that weighed 50 pounds each.
Ah, fine, fine, fine. A mighty fine day's catch.
Yeah.
Now, do you know who I am?
No, who are you?
I'm the game warden. And you caught too many fish.
Game warden, huh? Well, do you know who I am?
No. Who are you?
I'm the biggest liar in the world.
So long, Johnny Bond. We'll be seeing you next payday. Well, friends and neighbors, it comes time for another tribute to the West from America's great Western singing stars, the Riders of the Purple Sage, whose true and authentic interpretations of Western music have been nationally acclaimed. It has been said that the West is a land of adventure, opportunity, friendship, romance, life, and sometimes tragedy. You can't fence it in. You can't fully describe it. For to define the West is to limit the West. And you cannot limit boundless spaces. Writers of books and music have tried to define the West to no avail. They have, however, brought a light to a more visible inside of that same adventure, opportunity, friendship, romance, life, and sometimes tragedy. The latter is tonight's song subject of the Riders of the Purple Sage, a story that tells of the hardships and sufferings of the Riders of the Wastelands. Let's listen to Cool Water.
Cool day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
We'd better bring a halt to our Saturday night fun and festivities, for I know it's way past your bedtime. It's been nice of you to sit up with us, and we hope you'll be so minded to do the same thing next Saturday night, when all the Barn Dance boys and girls will be on hand to bring you the kind of entertainment we promise you won't regret on Sunday morning. We'll see you all in church. Until then, this is Cottonseed Clark speaking for all of the gang, saying so long, good luck, good night, and may the good Lord bless you.
The Hollywood Barn Dance with Cotton Seed Clark and gang will come to you every Saturday night at the same time in Columbia Square in Hollywood. Jay Stewart speaking. This is CBS Columbia Broadcasting System.
KMX Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood. KMX Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.